Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage, and that's going to do it for Morning Edition. Thanks very much for starting your day with us this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fair and in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 793.5, down a half on the open. September, 806 unchanged. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 743, down a half on the open. September, 760, up 3/4. December, 779, down 2 on the open. July corn opened at 580, down 2 3/4 on the open. September, 593.5, down 1 3/4. December, 607, down 2 1/4. March of 2009, 621 down 2. May, 630 down 1 3/4. December, 594 down 1 on the open. July beans open at 1315 down 7 3/4 on the open. August, 1318 down 10 1/4. September, 1313 down 9. November, 1310 down 11.5. January of 2009, 1326 down 9.5. November, 1312 down 9.5 on the open. July soybean meal open at 330.50 down 130 on the open. August, 334 down 60. July soybean oil open at 59.70 down 60 on the open. August, 60.35 down 30. June live cattle open at 95.65 down 30 on the open. August, 185 down 7.5. August feeders open at 115.47.5, up 2.5 on the open. September, 116.15, down 12.5. June lean hogs open at 76.70, up 47.5 on the open. July, 77, up 75. And July bellies open at 75.75, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like all week to me, Mike, that traders have had at least one eye on the crude oil pit. And crude oil is traded in a pretty extreme range in the last couple of days, actually. Just a day ago, it was up at 133.12. It's been as low today as 124.67. What do you make of this?
Well, I think certainly, you know, you bring up a good point. Some of the bullish micro fundamentals that we've seen and continue to see in the corn and beans and wheat, all three of them have some pretty decent fundamentals that you could theoretically say this is a buy. They've been overshadowed by these macro bearish fundamentals for the commodities as a whole. So I think it goes back to, you know, the dollar and the bond yield, Dave, starting to work on funds and starting to work on this idea that the high inflation prices that the consumers are starting to pay in the financial markets and the poor situation in the housing market, that has the funds watching both those policymakers and also watching the bond yields. And I think the big question right now in the funds' minds is it time to go ahead and pull out of commodities for a while and put some money back into the stock market? And I think that's what they're trying to decide right now, whether they're fundamental macro-driven funds or whether they're more technically oriented funds. I think based upon conversations and some research we've been doing here that's probably the biggest thing being asked by the big fund community. They don't have an answer, I don't think, right now. I think genuinely they're really seeking out to see whether the policymakers and inflation are going to be big enough factors for them to pull in their horns a little bit here.
Looks to me like the CFTC dropped a little bit of a bombshell on the commodity yesterday, commodity traders yesterday with their announcement that they have been investigating the crude oil pit since at least December, and that investigation is ongoing. They want more transparency in that marketplace, want to decide what to do about speculation in that marketplace, and probably traders are coming out of that those revelations with amount of fear developing that the government may have some restrictions about what funds can do in commodity markets.
Yeah, I think you bring up a real good point. I think between that and the issue that more fund managers are becoming more vocal about not being in the long side of the commodities because of the energy and the inflation, when you throw that together with the policy making, and certainly I think the USDA did their part this week about the CRP issue and bringing out CRP for cattle grazing, it probably is not going to do much in terms of hurting our overall corn feed demand, especially given the narrowness of when the cattle feeders can do it and given how many DDGs the cattle feeders are now using instead of corn. I think, though, psychologically it took a hit to the market that even the USDA is going to step in here and mess around with policy as much as they can because they're getting so much pressure on the food and fuel debate. And just all this testimony up in Congress, I know the other analysts have been talking about that. We won't go down that path too much here, but that is certainly something historically that continues to happen when the farm bills are announced and when the farm prices go higher, the trade tends to look at it like, okay, we've got the free market back in control, but then all of a sudden the policymakers come back in and say, we've got to take out the peaks and the valleys because this is our food. We can't let this get out of hand. And it goes back to the same thing that it seems like we have happen all the time. We don't invest in infrastructure for our energy supply. We let our fiscal discipline down and our guard down fiscally, and then our monetary policy and the Federal Reserve gets into an easing mindset that lasts for years at a time, and all of a sudden we wonder, how did we get into this situation? And it's simply not because of the speculative funds, in my opinion. It's truly because of those global macroeconomic issues that we just highlighted. It took 20 years for us to get into this situation. I firmly believe that.
Well, I guess let's take it back to the marketplace and the grains in particular, Mike, and ask you whether or not all this outside chatter will have any impact on prices next week or not.
I think the best way to answer that, Dave, is the dollar ready to rally back to the 74-75 level and break some real resistance levels, whether it's in the spot or in the dollar index. Because if it does that, then the crude has a chance to break $120 a barrel, and the S&P has a chance to break back above 1450 and go after its old highs of about 1600. That would be the setup that I would describe to you as to say, should the funds go short commodities, and is it justified for them to jump back into the stocks and into the bonds? And under that situation, I'd say yes. So right now we're saying no, not at this time, no more sales. We're not recommending any further hedges on any of the grains. We still think that probably the global supply is falling as fast, if not faster, than the global demand right now because of some of the weather and supply-related issues that we're facing, you know, most notably in the corn. We took our yield down this week to 147.5. That took our carryover down to around 579 million bushels for the 08-09 year. By doing that, we're raising our value levels by about 50 cents, so that Dease corn, you know, 450, now becomes the undervalue level, and up a little over $7, around $7.10, becomes the Dease corn overvalue level. So with us doing that, it wouldn't make much sense for us to recommend new hedges. I think the other thing I've been keeping track of is the puts. The puts have not been going down or increasing in value as the futures have been going up. So as long as I don't see any change in that, there's no real need to go in and cover any more paper positions with hedges either.
And looking at the futures charts in harvest months, what levels are you looking at as important levels to keep eye on?
You know what I didn't like yesterday? I know you said harvest months, but I do think the spreads being so wide, and especially the July Dease corn spread and the fact that the July Nov bean spread starting to go carry again, I'll stick with the front end if you don't mind.
Okay.
But the July corn crossing the 10-day, 50-day moving average crossover that happened yesterday really disturbed me a little bit from a technical mindset. I'd really like to see that July corn get back up above the 595 level. If I had to look at Dease corn, 606 to keep that 50-day moving average intact. Don't want to see it close below that at all.
And then in the soybeans, which if it weren't for this crude oil, one might have thought that it was going to break to the upside of the wedge, but the crude oil pushed it the other way.
Yeah, now the beans are now in their bottom end of their channel. You know, that $13 level has been $13.10, $13 level has been real key support. I think the May 8th low in July beans of 1297.5 is crucial to hold. As well, I think it'd be nice to see the Tuesday high of this week of 1390 in July violated. That would really, I think, turn the market around and turn the attention back around to what's happening in the micro side of the markets. That's really what we're talking about here, I think, is getting back to the micro side of the markets and getting out of the macro side. As long as we stay in the macro, it's probably going to be pretty thick and tall grass that we're going to have to weed through.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good day.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Meteorologist Ed Kieser tells us a tornado watch is in effect for portions of western and northern Illinois, including the Quad Cities, Quincy, Lincoln, Peoria, Bloomington, Normal, Pontiac, Kankakee, and Chicago until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Today in northern Illinois, mostly cloudy with clusters of showers and thunderstorms. In northern Indiana and in central sections, partly sunny with thunderstorms arriving during the afternoon. In the south, mostly sunny and warm. Highs ranging from 78 in northwestern Illinois to around 90 in the far south. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.